This is the homily for the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2025, at St. Anselm's Abbey. The readings for the day's Mass were the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 66, verses 18 to 21. The letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 5 to 7 and 11 to 13. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. The homilist was Father Ignacio Gonzalez.
I know their works and their thoughts, and I come to gather nations of every language, and they shall come and see my glory. Words from today's first reading from the prophet Isaiah show the omniscience of God, who wants everyone to know of his preeminence. God's omniscience is what we share with both Jews and Muslims, who also know God to be three things: omniscient, all-knowing; omnipotent, all-powerful; and omnipresent, everywhere. So we know that the Lord sees not only what we do outwardly, but more importantly, what dwells in the depths of our hearts. He knows our thoughts, our desires, our hidden sins, and our silent prayers. And from all eternity, he knew that we would be here this morning. And why are we here? Because he has given us the gift of faith to be part of salvation that his Son offers to the entire world. However, like last week's difficult gospel, where Jesus said that he did not come to bring peace, but division, this week's gospel gives us a warning so that we do not become complacent in the spiritual life. So where do we find ourselves this week? The 21st week in Ordinary Time, 11 weeks after Pentecost this year, and we are roughly halfway through the liturgical year, and here the readings warn us not to become complacent. How does Jesus do this? Strive to enter through the narrow door, he says. In ancient cities in the Middle East, the walls had great wide gaps to allow caravans, horses, dromedaries, and carts to pass through. But there were also smaller, narrow doors, pedestrian entrances for individuals to walk in one at a time. This is the image that Jesus is using about those who will enter the kingdom of God. Because entry into God's kingdom is not automatic. Simply because we belong to a nation, or a family, or even a religious community like the Benedictines, does not allow automatic entry. That the door is narrow signifies stripping away of excess baggage, discipline in prayer, and ongoing conversatio mortem, conversion of life. Our attachments to sin, our dialing it in of our prayers, and our attachments to past grievances all block entry. Today's second reading from the letter to the Hebrews explains why the way is narrow. God disciplines those who he loves. Yesterday I heard of the passing of Dr. James Dobson, who was very influential in the evangelical world. He was a child psychologist by training, and wrote a book in 1970 that became a bestseller, entitled Dare to Discipline. This book countered Dr. Benjamin Spock's 1946 book, The Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care. Dobson felt that Spock was far too lenient in nurturing the child, because from personal experience, when I threw tantrums, and I threw many, my parents told me, they were pretty bad. They said there was one incident at FedMart. That was a grocery store in Brownsville, Texas. And I wanted candy, I think it was. And they said no, and I had to have my way. And it was so bad, they had to take me outside and give me a little spanking on the bottom to sufficient to get the message through that my behavior was unacceptable. I still throw tantrums in the spiritual life. Nobody sees it, but God sees it. And we're still working with it, right, Lord? Good discipline. God disciplines those he loves, by getting us through the difficulties in life that we face. His discipline purifies us, teaching us to let go of what cannot fit through the narrow door. Our society does all it can to alleviate pain, But our Lord's passion on the cross teaches that suffering is redemptive when we unite ourselves, our pains and sufferings, to His on the cross. So we have nothing to fear if we cling to Him. But this is where complacency can creep in. We ate and drank in your company, we might say, when we knock on the door that has been shut. But simply going through the motions is not enough. Salvation is not, it is about proximity, yes, but it is actually more when we allow ourselves for God's grace to transform us into the children of God that we are by virtue of our respective baptisms. Only knowing about Jesus is not enough. We must allow for knowledge of Him to continue to transform our lives so that others might know how much they are loved by Him. We cannot give what we do not have. And if we want others to know that they are loved by God, we must live in His love and have His love continue to renew us again and again, as He does at this Mass. So today, let us take courage. The door is narrow, but it is still open. The door is the sacred and Eucharistic heart of our Lord Jesus, and He desires all the nations, all peoples of every race and tongue, every one of us to enter in and see His glory. Discipline of the Lord is not to be feared then, but embraced because it is the proof of His love. For us then, we need to find a balance between Benjamin Spock's Nurture the Child and Dr. James Dobson's Discipline the Child. Doing so then, we will not be complacent, but active recipients of our Lord's transforming grace. There will be a day of reckoning for each one of us, a day when the Master will shut the door, but we have no fear because now is the day of salvation. Lord Jesus, please help us not to become complacent in the spiritual life. Help us to accept the trials that come our way, so that through your discipline we might know your love and share that love with others, now and forever. Amen.